In Fargo, North Dakota, this morning, rising floodwaters broke a record that has stood for more than a century. The Red River is now a few inches above the 40-foot crest of 1897, and the water is still rising. Authorities stepped up evacuations today as sandbagging continued at a feverish pace. FEMA's acting administrator, Nancy Ward, was also touring the area today and promised federal support to flood relief efforts. NPR's David Shaper reports from Fargo.
I'm standing at the edge of the Red River in downtown Fargo, where crews are working feverishly to try to build up and reinforce the levee and dike system here. On the other side of the dike from where I'm standing, the river is already at about 41 feet, or maybe higher. They're trying to build up the levee system to 44 feet. There is a line of dump trucks bringing loads of dirt up to the levee, where a backhoe and bulldozer push it up and pile it up on top.
Very busy, that's for sure.
Grant Infelt works for the contractor that is building up the levee.
Dumping lots of trucks and building the dike up so the water don't come.
Where are they getting the dirt, do you know?
Big hole out by the airport. Looks like the Grand Canyon.
How you doing? You working all right?
Sandbagging efforts continue too. Volunteers have filled millions of sandbags all week out at the Fargo Dome. Volunteer Kyle Jensen of Fargo describes the assembly line process.
Everyone does what needs to be done. There's people filling the bags, people rolling the tops of the bags, people loading them on pallets, and it's an operation, so to speak.
In his third day of volunteering, Jensen says he's feeling the pain.
All over. Everything aches, but you know, I can complain when it's all done.
City and state officials praise that can-do attitude of the people of Fargo and its neighboring communities. Fargo Mayor Dennis Wallacher says while some neighborhoods have had to be evacuated, many residents from other unaffected areas are joining in the fight.
We're going down swinging. I mean, that's as simple as that. We'll do everything we can. And if we lose this thing, it's not going to be caused by lack of effort.
Wallacher says the water isn't rising quite as fast today as it was yesterday, but it's already higher than at any time on record and won't crest until midday tomorrow.
None of us, no matter how old we are, have ever seen this river at these heights. That's what this is all about. This is uncharted territory.
Wallacher says as his city fights the rising river, other elements from Mother Nature are coming into play. Cold temperatures in the teens have slowed the water, but Wallacher says the cold is making it more difficult to pile up sandbags.
Well, they freeze. And I mean, basically, they turn into rocks.
Wallacher says it's like stacking frozen turkeys.
As far as making a good sandbag dike, frozen sandbags do not do a very good job.
One of Fargo's hospitals had to be evacuated overnight. 180 patients sent to other facilities as far away as Minneapolis, Rochester, and Sioux Falls. Across the widening Red River from Fargo in Moorhead, Minnesota, hundreds of residents there have been evacuated from their homes as the floodwaters rise. Among them is Angela Locken.
I was sandbagging over by Horn Park, and they told us to stop sandbagging because the levels were raised, and pretty much what we were doing wasn't going to probably work. So we all hung our heads, all of us that live around here, and walked home.
Lockett says she then packed up as much as she could and left her home. The Red Cross has set up shelters at schools and churches and plans to keep them open well after the Red River crests tomorrow. David Shaper, NPR News, Fargo.